Finally, tonight, a lot of barriers are made to be broken, and a big one may be about to break in the NFL. That's if one woman who has been working her way up through the minors gets her way and makes her way to the pros as a ref. Our report tonight from NBC's Stephanie Gost.
Being an NFL ref can be thankless. After any given call, half of these big, sweaty guys may get very angry. Refs take some serious heat, but Sarah Thomas still wants to be one of them.
There's a drive in me that says, I want to nail it. I want to work the perfect game.
Thomas, a mother of three with a seven-month-old baby girl, is on track to become professional football's first permanent female ref. But being first hasn't been her focus.
If you're doing something because you love it and not doing it for recognition, things just kind of have a tendency to fall in place.
Part of the NFL's development program, Thomas may ref her first regular season game in 2014.
We got the best players in the world. We got the best coaches in the world. All we're interested in is the best officials in the world.
The 40-year-old ref has worked her way up through Pee Wee, high school, and most recently the NCAA. Embraced on the field now, she did get some funny looks when she joined her brother at a clinic for aspiring refs.
I just kind of broke the ice and said, well, is this where you become a football official?
Football is a demanding game to officiate, both mentally and physically. She doesn't just need to know the rules and make the calls. She's got to keep up with these guys, so she has to be fit, fast, and agile. In essence, she's got to be an athlete, too.
I see some of the women out there running. You know, some of them look faster than some of my guys out there.
She also passed a quick integrity test.
I'm a huge New England Patriots fan, so when you do actually make it to the NFL, I wonder if you could maybe do something for them. They're not going to be that good this year. The team's
I am not hearing this lingo.
Sarah Thomas is ready to take the field. A man's game, but soon it will be a woman's call. Stephanie Gosk, NBC News, New Orleans.